Pacific leaders are gathering in the Fijian capital Suva today for a rare meeting with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. They're expected to use the summit to ramp up their demands that developed nations do more to fight climate change and promise deeper cuts to emissions. With the federal election looming, Scott Morrison isn't attending, which means officials there in his place may bear the brunt of Pacific frustration with Australia's climate policies. Reporter Stephen Jedgetts is in Fiji for the meeting.
Antonio Guterres is a man in a hurry.
We face a climate emergency. We need to reverse the present trend in which climate change is still running faster than what we are.
The UN Secretary General is making an unprecedented trip across the vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean, visiting Vanuatu, Fiji, and tiny Tuvalu, nations that he says are at the front lines of climate change.
We are not on track to achieve the objectives defined in the Paris Agreement. And the paradox is that as things are getting worse on the ground, political will seems to be fading.
Mr. Guterres wants to try and inject some fresh momentum into international climate negotiations with a major summit in New York later this year. Today, the Secretary General will meet regional leaders in Fiji, seeking their endorsement for his plan and hoping that will help him convince large countries they have a moral responsibility to make sharper cuts to emissions. Pacific Island nations warn they're already struggling to deal with storms of increasing ferocity. Tess Newton-Cain from TNC Consulting says meetings like this are rare and trips to the Pacific by UN leaders are even rarer. But it's clear why Mr. Guterres wants to sit down with Pacific leaders.
They were influential in relation to the Paris Agreement. So there's not just the moral authority of them being on the receiving end of climate change, but also the moral authority that they carry as global leaders in what needs to happen.
The meeting could be awkward for Australia. With a federal election only days away, Scott Morrison is sending a senior official, Ewan McDonald, in his place. Pacific leaders are already frustrated with Australia's climate policies and Canberra's failure to stop emissions from steadily rising. That frustration could spill over during today's meeting. But with both of Australia's major parties still arguing over climate policy and voters about to cast their verdict, Ewan McDonald will have to sit tight and say little. Here's Tess Newton-Cain again.
Mr. McDonald is probably best advised to sit quietly and listen and look interested and be grateful that he's got the opportunity to be there at all. I mean, there's the timing of the election, but over and above that, there is Australia's just complete absence from this conversation. Increasingly, Pacific leaders have been expressing their concern.
The risk for Australia is that concern could turn into contempt.
Stephen Jedgetts reporting.